Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Playing downhill. They were talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo as playing downhill in a basketball game as if the court was slanted. Would you find that a little odd if we found out that the court in Milwaukee was actually on a tilt? How on earth was this man playing downhill? What exactly does that mean? That he's smashing into people with impunity on his way to the basket and the refs are calling, oh, would you like the Pigeon? I don't want some small bird that tastes like crap. Get out of here. I don't care what kind of sauce you put on it, Frenchie. You sound like Francois Lebec. Should Connaughton be playing soccer? That guy is a flopping machine. He looks like he got hit in the head by Larry Holmes every time somebody drives on him. Meanwhile, he's like got his hands in their shorts. I mean, he's all over the guy, you know, like a cheap suit. And he gets a few of these calls, and then they review him, and you're looking, and you're going, my God, how can anybody allow that farce to go ahead and persist?
The time!
Wake up with Defo, joined by Luby. Welcome to The Defo Show.
Morning once again, everybody. Great to have you with us on this fine Tuesday. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby, Lubitz with you. 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone. And around the world on the iHeartRadio app, the ALT Defoe Show is brought to you by Altitude International. Later on this hour, we're going to talk to Bugs Bunny and Yogi Bear. Bugs Bunny and Yogi Bear.
What are you talking about, Defoe?
Hey, boo-boo. It's going to happen. Jeff Bergman going to join us here. Of course, Space Jam is out there, and a lot of the critics, the Siskel and Ebert types, are panning the performance of LeBron James. By comparison, once again, he's losing out in the comparison to who else? Mike Luby Lubitz.
Michael Jordan.
Right? Yeah, they're saying that Jordan was like Olivier. But Jeff Bergman is the voice, and that's pretty good. He's the voice of both. That's big in the cartoon world, is it not, Mike Luby Lubitz, which we're pretty well entrenched in, are we? And not doing an example of a cartoon here on the Sports Talk Radio Show. But the voice of both Bugs Bunny and Yogi Bear going to join us here on the show. At least that's what we've been told. How reliable are these people that offered this gentleman up for an interview segment?
Pretty reliable. I mean, they've never failed us yet. They may be a little late at times, but they've never failed us.
So it's not like you're counting on a couple of Giannis Antetokounmpo free throws to go down late in the game. I am rooting, and the deal Volkswagen the Forest Files. It's not like I was out of things to say. I'm not sure that you can have any more analysis on this series. Does anybody really comprehend what all of these basketball analysts are saying about the series? It does seem like, if you looked at it, Milwaukee is cleaning up on the boards, and Budenholzer had told his team after game two, so this kind of stuck with me because I'm trying to figure out why it is that everybody wants to see this guy get canned. Right, Luby? I mean, you were calling for his head. We figured it was probably going to happen just based on reports. I mean, obviously, I don't have any particular individual insight into whether the Milwaukee Bucks brass hates Mike Budenholzer and thinks that he can't even adjust his zipper at halftime, much less get his team to play a little different brand of basketball when they were getting hammered in the first couple of games of the series. And then you always know that the NBA can turn around on a dime, Luby. And especially when home court is involved. Now, that was the big excuse for the Bucks last year, was it not? I don't know that you were buying it because you hate the Bucks, but they were somewhat victimized by the idea that they never got in front of those rabid fans in Milwaukee, which, do you have to tip your hat to the fans in the Midwest, Luby? I mean, they root for baseball teams.
I just love that they have teams. Because a lot of teams will do this now where outside of the arena, you set up an area and you know you'll get a few thousand. I love the fact that they get more people on the outside in the one area than the entire arena. And then Tesler told us that they have another area that has about the same amount. Like, that's like 80,000 people are going to this place to watch these games. Like, that's crazy to me.
Now, they just had a heat wave. Would it normally be like 56 degrees there at night?
Yeah, probably.
When you were standing outside in Milwaukee? Is that possible? But, yeah, people didn't even think, as I said yesterday in the deal Volkswagen, the Forest Files, that they even knew how to brew beer there anymore. After two games of the series, it was completely over. And yet I'm rooting for it to be extended tonight, Luby. Does that seem a little shameless on my part? It's not because we need more basketball to talk about. I would like to see a game seven. I feel badly for Chris Paul that he consented to that Rachel Nichols interview and doomed himself. Well, why not just, inject a vial of Thorazine into your veins at that point? You're going to consent to the Rachel Nichols interview on the eve of what is supposed to be a coronation for you, finally, after all these years. And you know how the talk goes, Luby, when the guy's winning. Oh, well, Chris Paul, he's certainly a top five point guard in NBA history. And then as soon as they started looking like schmutz when they were losing all of these games, Chris Paul never really had it. I don't even know how he got that State Farm endorsement. What are you talking about? This guy's a bum. We'll see. I don't know. You're thinking...
I think they're done. I think
the
they
Suns
had rolling
seven tonight, huh? They're just out?
Yeah, I think they had an opportunity in Game 5. They were up early. They never let it get out of hand when the Bucks stormed back. They were within 1 point, and they fumbled it away at home. And they haven't won one game on the road yet in this series. They're going to start now? I don't know. I guess...
I'll say this.
Backs against the wall.
I was a little offended by all of the people that were dissing Antetokounmpo all of a sudden.
Well, they're not now.
This guy, he says all of the right things, too. And yes, he seems sincere. And you're watching this guy, and he's playing for the love of the game. He doesn't seem conceited about his abilities. Very humble. He didn't even understand that question. Who was it? Was that Brian Mahoney that tossed that question out at him about Michael Jordan, that he was approaching an accomplishment of Michael Jordan's? And, he misunderstood it and immediately started saying, no, not Michael Jordan. Seems like a very humble, dedicated guy, does he not?
Yeah. No, he says, the stuff he said the other day where he's like, look, when you think about the past, you get yourself, hyped and you can become whatever. When you think about the future, you're thinking about your pride. He's like, and he's 26. I try to focus on the present because that's when you have the most humility. He's like, that's the best thing for me and that's when I play the best. Mike, at 26, to be that present is amazing.
Yes, and he's more than acquitted himself as being an excellent asset and a leader of a possible championship team, even if they lose the series at this point. Unless, of course, he does a James Harden. Anybody seen James? Hey, Jimmy? Didn't see him on the bus, Coach. No, remember? I mean, poor James Harden. Unfortunately, this year it was due to injury, and he tried to gut it out. You have to give him credit there. But, wow, the disappearing act that he's done, the vanishing act that he had done in game sevens and crucial games of series, closing games of series, was an open defiance to everything that he did during the regular season. Some players are like that. We know that's happened in the past. I don't know that the Greek deserves to be categorized in that grouping of chokers in the playoffs. He's been dynamite all the way through. All right, we're coming up with a deal Volkswagen, the Forest Files, rooting for a game seven tonight. Also, we're going to talk to both Yogi Bear. That's not Yogi Bear from the grave. That's Yogi Bear and Bugs Bunny in this hour of the program. How are we going to do that, Mike Lubitz? What do you think?
Hopefully have a man that is multi-talented at doing voices will join us and be able to comprise both roles.
That can't be easy, replacing Mel Blanc as the voice of Bugs Bunny. You can't get away with just a poor secondary imitation, can you? I mean, this is Bugs Bunny we're talking about, an iconic character. Now, can a lot of guys do Bugs Bunny? I think Harvey Fialkov might do it a little Bugs. No?
I don't know.
Encourage him, though, Luby. Don't encourage him when he comes
home,
please.
No way.
All right, COVID is shellacking the Olympic Games also, huh? Is it time to get concerned, Luby, about the status of the Olympic Games?
Yes, it is.
Zach LaVine now not traveling with the team. The Team USA, though, is picking up Middleton, Drew Holiday from the Bucks, and Devin Booker. That can't hurt their chances of winning the gold medal, can it?
It'll help a lot.
Two guys that are playing absolutely dynamite basketball right now, and Drew Holiday all of a sudden has put himself into the spotlight with that big game that he had. It was a big game in Game 5. All right, we're coming back with more. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby. Lubitz, the Greek, 3 o'clock. The Marlins, wow, you talk about peeling yourself off the mat. How do you bounce back from that one? It'll be 18-1. Thank you, Miggy, for putting a run on the board there with a home run. Miggy had a good ball game. Everybody else, not so good. John Lester hit a home run against the Marlins last night. That's an embarrassment. And then on top of that, he goes 7 innings of shutout ball. So run for 71, a little dicey right now. Marlins and the Nationals tonight on 940 Wins and 1230 The Zone. Back in a moment. Now that.
The time.
That was ugly. It's 7:16.
Here we are, 9 seconds left. Gators first down, 37-yard line, left hash. Snap to Franks. Franks dropping back.
Mick, there's a guy open.
Mick,
there's a guy open.
Mick,
Mick,
oh my God! 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 He did it! He did it! He did it! What? What? Oh my God! It's a miracle! Oh my God! We're getting there!
The Modern Day Odd Couple, Defoe and Louie, are on now. It is, of course, The Defoe Show.
That was literally spray painting a Picasso, was it not, Mike Lubitz? To just butcher that brilliant call by Mick Hubert of that game-winning pass by the Gators against Tennessee a couple of years ago. And the Screaming Color Man, that was to illustrate the Screaming Color Man has become a nemesis of a good sports broadcasting, has it not? The Screaming Color Man. It's been overdone. The Mad Dog, Jim Manich, I think he started that thing. Did he not? Was Mad Dog the first guy, the Screaming Color Man?
Yes, people loved Jim Mandich, but
yeah.
He sort of was not the usual, quote-unquote, color analyst because he did what he wanted. And he took over the broadcast. And
the people loved him, man. Absolutely loved him. He was a very lovable guy.
He was a great dude. But yes, it sort of was interesting to try and listen to their broadcast because you really didn't know what the hell was going on half the time.
Zimfer was doing the play-by-play, but he was very good about that. He was able to make it work, which is not an easy thing to do because the Mad Dog would immediately come in with like, "All right, Miami." And like the people couldn't figure out which side he was rooting.
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, but he wasn't afraid to say something negative about the Miami Dolphins, which probably did not endear him to the franchise, but he was so popular, he kind of became our own Al DeRogatis, did he not? A guy that, or Trumpy, right, is always very popular, or was before. Didn't he say something, got him in a jackpot, and that was it, like they turned on him?
No idea.
As sometimes is unfortunate in sports broadcasting today, where you can blow it in 1 second. It's just absolutely ridiculous. All right, we're going to talk to Bugs Bunny. That's coming up. And Yogi Bear, that's coming up in this hour. Harvey Fialkoff joins us later on, a wild, unbridled sports fan after being a sports writer here for so many years. Always fun having Harvey on the show. Brett Tesler, the agent to the stars. Interesting breakdown given to us, Mike Luby Lubitz. A very interesting breakdown of the Miami Dolphins needs and early things to establish in training camp by John Kangemi yesterday on Dateline Dolphins. What did you think about that? I mean, and he spared no detail, which was great, Kangemi, in his analysis.
Well, I think it's the one thing. I know you're not happy with the running or passing game. You know, you really narrowed it down. But
no, I mean, if you look at it, what are the two big problems, right? The running game is very nondescript. Name me a running back on the team. There'll be one running back.
I can name them, but they're not. That doesn't mean they're good.
Okay, I mean, they're not horrible either, but, you know,
they're
nondescript. I mean, they're nondescript European schmanks playing on the PGA Tour.
Yes.
And then the passing game is what? We don't know if Tua can pass the ball, and we're not sure all these guys can catch. You think Belichick sees the same things as he's looking at film? Manas de Piedro. Yeah, they had that last year. They really did. I mean, a lot of guys, too, in key spots, including my man Preston Williams. Didn't you love that guy? He was a preseason sensation.
Yes, he was.
Remember, he was making all those great catches, one-handed grabs. He looked like Odell Beckham Jr., like in the early days with the Giants. We were always thinking, who is this guy, a receiver or an acrobat?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And last year two, it felt like he actually took a step backwards and then got hurt. And Devontae Parker, same thing. The year prior, the second half, he's one of the best receivers in football. Last year, he was not good and then was hurt as well. And Jakeem Grant, guy, it looked like he was coming on, couldn't catch a cold. Yeah, the receiving corps last year, that's why, they went out. Their two top moves were signing Will Fuller, a receiver, and using a sixth pick, trading up to use a sixth pick, get Jalen Waddle. They made it very clear to their receiving staff that we don't trust any of you, and we're going and getting young guys to fill your spot. So hopefully that motivates Parker and Williams. You have Hearns that comes back, and then you get those two guys. They actually fill out the receiving corps. The problem is they didn't address running back. They got Malcolm Brown, who was the backup with the Rams, who's okay. And Ahmed, and I think they lost Gaskins, but Ahmed, who was a practice squad dude. They didn't address the running back at all, so we'll see. I agree with you on the running game. I think Tua's going to be a whole different dude. With the younger offensive coordinators, I think they're going to cater their offense to him. But the offensive line is still a question, as it's been for 30 years. So we'll see. I don't know. A lot of people are really excited.
It's not a pretty picture, Libby.
No, a lot of people are really excited about this team. I think the defense will be really good, regardless of what Howard does. I think the defense will be improved. I don't know what to do with the offense. There'll be massive question marks.
Just didn't seem to really light anybody up.
No.
The offense of the Miami Dolphins. I mean, you weren't scared of anything that they were going to do, right? It's like any athlete that can't put pressure on the opposition.
Exactly.
But I think that's a fair assessment, right? I mean, if you were going to go ahead, it sounds stupid, doesn't it? Well, my two big concerns on offense, actually, you can make it three. It would be the running game, the passing game, and the offensive line, of course. And then the quarterback's a question mark. So why are we even bothering to play the season? They did win 10 games last year.
Yeah.
But very interesting analysis. And training camp just isn't what it used to be. It's funny, too, because people get all excited about running out there. They really do. They break off into an arts and crafts class right after, you know, they get all together in a huddle there, some calisthenics and stuff, and then everybody gets together in a huddle, and they all go, hey! Right? And then they all break off, and you got one guy is making some little pottery dish. On the other side, what were those crazy lanyards that people used to make, right? Where you had the
friendship bracelet things, yeah, exactly, lanyards.
Yeah, all of that garbage. I mean, that's what they're doing. Is that the players' union?
Yes.
They don't want these 100%. Guys getting busted up in preseason practices. I mean, and you go back to Jimmy, he relished showing the media the middle drill there, which, as I said, it was like trying to work your way through the bus with the FAMU band. I mean, it was brutal, right? You didn't know what was going to happen. And, you know, maybe that's an unfortunate reference, but nonetheless, I mean, they were crushing each other in practice. So, I don't know. Was that exciting to see? Did they really run any plays there that you would look at and go, okay, yeah, that looks like something they might do in a game? I guess a few, right?
I don't know.
They don't show you anything. Belichick has spies there. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like a walkthrough. That's really what it is now. It's like a walkthrough.
It's crazy, right? I mean, they don't even bother to check anymore if a guy's got, liquor on him or something. They just want to see if he's wearing a wire and a Patriots shirt. Anyway, that all cranks up a week from today, the Dolphins training camp. So that should be a lot of fun. And we're trying to make our first arrangements to get down to Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill in Key Largo. Wow, that's going to be exciting, Luby. I want to do a preseason edition of the show.
Let's do it. I already told the wife, and she's super geeked up, even though she has nothing to do with the broadcast. So if she's excited, I can't imagine what you and I will feel.
Wives on these kind of trips, really enjoy the limelight of being, involved with somebody that's heavily entrenched in the media.
Exactly. She's like, oh, wow. Look at you. I'm like, what do you mean look at me? I've been doing this for a long time, babe. And she's like, yeah, but,
exactly.
It's like you're doing things. I'm like, thank you, babe.
I like the affiliation with Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy's always been one of my favorites. Still, a few things that he said stuck in my head, including, you always overpay in free agency. That was one of his credos.
True.
You always overpay in free agency. So if that's the route you're going to take, you're going to be spending big time, and you're going to alienate some of the players that are on your team that feel like Byron Jones is overpaid. Did he use the words overpaid stiff? No, he never said that.
Hey, what are you doing to me? He's an overpaid stiff.
All right, we're coming back with more. Deal Volkswagen, the Forest Files. Is it silly to root for a Game 7, Luby?
Oh.
Chris Paul has been cursed. Rachel Nichols sat down. I don't know why he agreed to do the interview, but he may as well have just, started, gargling with cyanide as far as his chances of winning a championship go. So you say they go down tonight. The Phoenix Suns go down and lose four straight to the Milwaukee Bucks, who are crowned champions for the first time in 50 years. That's your prediction?
Yes. It's not what I'm rooting for. Again, I'm rooting like you for Game 7. I just don't really see.
I would like to see one more roll of the dice, so to speak, in this series. I really would. I don't know. I mean, you can't possibly love the chances of Phoenix the way they played the last three games and found ways to lose, which is never good, especially going on the road now facing elimination. But who knows, right, Luby? Are you going to be one of those guys that guarantees a Bucks victory?
Yeah. I actually feel like it's almost guaranteed at this point. The way that Giannis is playing, their role players are playing really well. The Suns, home or away. That's the funny thing is the Suns role players, Cam Johnson and Bridges and all these guys and Payne, like all these guys that are playing, and even Ayton, were playing so well up until this point, have done nothing in the series.
All right, well, we'll see if they can get it together tonight. I'm rooting for one more game. All right, we're coming back with more at Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files. That will express my sentiments there. We have many things to talk about, and then we are also going to interview a rabbit and a bear here on the program. I believe that to be a local radio first, would it not? You got a bunny to talk here on the show and a bear to talk here on the show. What is this, Mr. Red? Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
How are you going to do that, Libby? It's 7:31.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's do or die tonight, one way or another. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. Summer is heating up, and so are the great deals on certified pre-owned vehicles at Deal VW. It's like getting a new car without paying a new car price. They're basically selling them wholesale to the public, and they all come with a clean Carfax vehicle history report, great mileage, and better prices. Jetta models, Passat models, and Tiguan models, and much more. All at great prices with Volkswagen-backed warranties. Check out the Deal inventory online and see the great quality selection they have. Only showroom quality vehicles and many with one owner. Real cream puffs and new inventory arriving daily, so check often. Get down to their classic location at 3601 Bird Road and beat the heat in a certified pre-owned VW. You'll be like thousands of happy customers that say it's all about the DEEL. Carfax vehicle history reports are based only on information supplied to Carfax. Carfax does not have the complete history of every vehicle. It's funny how the media loves to label certain games of any playoff series in any sport as being pivotal. As discussed here on many occasions, it seems all games in the postseason loom as pivotal in some sense, since it always seems advantageous to either have a lead or pad one, and for the team that is trailing, pivotal becomes more like critical and crucial, especially when facing elimination. So you would have to say Game 6 of the NBA Finals is certainly pivotal, as a win by Phoenix sends the series spiraling back to Arizona, with the Suns holding home court advantage for game number 7. And a Milwaukee victory gives the Bucks a championship that has eluded them since shortly after drafting Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Can the Bucks close things out tonight and end up sweeping the final four games of the series after stumbling out of the blocks by going 0-2 on the road? Old man Mo would say yes, with the Bucks finding ways to stymie the Suns down the stretch of the last two ball games, in particular by playing better clutch basketball when the games were on the line. But it isn't as if Phoenix is not in there with a fighting chance. They had Milwaukee by the jugular in Game 4 before blowing a late 9-point lead, and had every opportunity to win Game 5 after opening up 16 in the first quarter and then shaking off two horrendous periods of action to close within one late in the game. The Bucks have come back from the grave stronger than Lazarus a couple of times already in the postseason and appear to be rolling in the right direction right now. However, anyone who has watched more than a few games of NBA basketball knows anything can happen in this spot and the series may be far from over. Selfishly, we would like to see this one go 7, so we're hoping for the improbable road win by the Suns to keep things alive. Were it not for the fact that you have two relatively nondescript teams in the finals, this series might have been deemed a classic, especially if it goes the distance. Would have to salute the Bucks for their resolve if they win tonight, and it would be nice to silence all of the Giannis critics for the negativity spewed his way when the team trailed after two games in Arizona. But here's hoping the Suns can muscle one up tonight and send this year's NBA Finals to a decisive Game 7 by getting one more roll of the dice with a victory this evening. Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Files.
Is there only one law firm that does class action suits against these pharmaceuticals? It's always the same one I always see. They have some hot chick spokesperson that comes on and says, are you about to die or have you already died?
The morning just isn't right without Defo. Welcome back to The Defo Show.
Welcome back to the show, the ALT Defo Show, brought to you by Altitude International on 940 Winds, 1230 The Zone, and around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Jeff DeForest along with Mike Luby Lubitz, although we're hearing footsteps that we might be replaced by a couple of characters in our endeavor to do sports talk here, and we want to introduce two of our favorite characters at once right now, both Bugs Bunny and Yogi Bear. Bugs, Yogi, how are you guys?
It's true, Doc. I'm a rabbit, all right. And right next to me here is that illustrious bear, Yogi Bear.
Hey, I'm smarter than the average bear.
That's great.
I think you're onto something there. Of course, we're talking to Jeff Bergman, who is both the voice of Bugs Bunny and replacing the great Mel Blanc in that role. Not an easy pair of shoes to fill, but doing it marvelously well. And has a movie out, Space Jam, with Bugs Bunny, and also featuring a bunch of NBA stars. And also something new that's happening and coming out July 29th with Yogi Bear, Jellystone, which features many of your favorite cartoon characters. Jeff, how are you? Great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, Brett. It's wonderful to be here with you guys. It's kind of an exciting time with Space Jam, and now Jellystone is a show where all of the Hanna-Barbera characters, or many of them, I should say, converge in one sort of universe together. So I'm excited for everybody to see the show. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
So we are talking to Jeff Bergman. He is the voice of both Bugs Bunny and Yogi Bear. Again, HBO Max right now, Space Jam out, and Jellystone will be out July 29th. Let me ask you, how do you bounce between the voices? Because those are two iconic voices, and you're filling the shoes again of iconic people who have done those voices. How is it to have those roles, and how have you found it, and what do you, like, how do you encompass them yourselves?
Well, you know, I grew up with both Yogi Bear and Bugs Bunny, and then of course Fred Flintstone, which I do as well in Space Jam. This was the air that I breathed. So when I saw them, they were first run in late 60s and 70s. So it's been a part of my life for that many years, 50, you know, some years. So, and it's not easy to fill those shoes as far as I'm concerned, because Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny, and Dawes Butler, the voice of Yogi Bear, I mean, those were the giants. They were the Jedi warriors, I call them, of the voiceover industry. So I'm lucky to be part of it.
Talking to Jeff Bergman, the voice of many characters, including Bugs Bunny, and the Space Jam is out, and Yogi Bear with Jellystone and all of the Hanna-Barbera characters. How troubling was your childhood? You watched a lot of cartoons. Did your parents ever suggest that you maybe stick your nose in a law book, become an attorney? How did that dynamic work as you seemed to be following a path that you were destined to be involved in from very early on?
Now, were you guys peeking in my window or what? Did you know something that I don't know? Boy, you can't hide things from the press. They find stuff out. Yeah. No, I think my parents knew all along I was a solid C-minus student. My father once said to me, if you're going to get C's, we're fine with that. Just get through. Get through.
Is anybody, Jeff, going to be in consideration for an Oscar among LeBron James, Damian Lillard, Anthony Davis, any of the people involved in the Bugs Bunny Space Jam movie?
Look, I'll tell you what. When I saw the first screening of the film a few weeks ago and I got to meet LeBron's son in the film who plays his son, the actor Cedric Joe, I said, you are so good in this movie. There's such a chemistry between the two of them. I think he's if he doesn't get consideration, his career is going to take off. He is just he's just that kid. He is so sweet and so and of course Don Cheadle. I mean, he's great in everything. And I think LeBron did great in it as well. I mean, that's not his bailiwick acting, and I think he did a really, really great job. He had such chemistry with his Space Jam family.
Give us a few more details about Jellystone, because obviously this is something that not just young kids can enjoy, but anybody that was familiar with all these Hanna-Barbera classic characters obviously can get a kick out of as well.
Yeah, I think if you knew the Hanna-Barbera characters from the 60s and 70s, that's great. You'll absolutely see all the essences of those characters. But even if you didn't, it's just kind of a crazy universe where Yogi Bear and Cindy and Boo Boo, they work at a hospital in the town of Jellystone. And they're obviously dealing with all kinds of ridiculous cartoon injuries. And Yogi is a doctor, if you can believe that. I mean, he's not the crispiest chip in the bag, but that's part of the fun of the show. And I also play Mr. Jinx. You remember Mr. Jinx, you know, like, I get those mises, you know. And then, of course, I also play Wally Gator. Wally Gator, that's right. Everybody's favorite swinging alligator.
I love it.
All right, naturally, there are always concerns in this industry, especially with corporate consolidations that are taking place, that if they could find a guy that could do both the voices of, Luby and me, they would naturally replace the two of us with one guy. So if Bugs and Yogi Bear, Bugs Bunny and Yogi Bear were going to do a sports talk show, what might it sound like? Or if they were going to do a ball game of some sort, what would that sound like? Well, go ahead and submit the audition tape to the people here at iHeartMedia.
Well, all right, folks. There he is, LeBron James, coming down the court. There he is. Up, nope, he's a little bit of a crybaby. That's right, Doc. Up.
Hey, oh, boy, there's Anthony Davis dribbling down the court. And I'm talking about not that dribble, another dribble.
All right, there he is, folks. The action is about to start. Oh, there's a foul. Ow.
You got the job. We're dead. Jeff, good luck with all of the movies. Obviously, you've had tremendous success in following in the footsteps of Mel Blanc, kind of like following Vin Scully in a booth there at Dodger Stadium. Thanks so much for being with us, and best of luck with the shows.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you.
And that's all, folks.
We told you a rabbit and a bear would be appearing as guests on the program today. You're saying that this is more anti-LeBron bias, that Jordan was no better at acting than Cindy Crawford was in her acting debut in Fair Game?
Worse.
Or any Pauly Shore movie?
Like, I don't know. Like, what did people take from the original Space Jam? Like, I never have been able to sit through it. It was made for kids. It was not good. And I like Bill Murray and all, but, like, the movie's horrendous. And Jordan is not a good actor, and on purpose. He never tried to act. He didn't want to act. It wasn't important to him. Jordan was really bad in that movie. Like, whatever you want to say about LeBron, he's actually not bad as an actor. He's actually pretty funny in Trainwreck. Like, he was good in this, as good as you're going to be. Like, it is a kid's movie. I hope people realize. I know they've heard a lot about this. I know the other one's been around for 25 years, so I guess some people grew up with it, so they put it on a pedestal. That was not good, and it was made for kids. And this is made for kids, and it was fine. Like, I got out of this everything I thought I would, if not more. Like, LeBron was fine. The cast was pretty cool. I liked how they brought back, like, because that's the funny thing. Kids these days don't know Bugs Bunny. So I like that they brought back Bugs and brought back Daffy Duck and Donald Duck. You know, they brought them all back. And this generation gets to see that group. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty cool. I don't know what people really want to make the Michael Jordan LeBron debate a part of every part of life.
Holy Rex Reed, man. That was a pretty thorough diagnosis.
Because people are scolding.
Cartoon
people are
film.
Like,
that's
ramming it.
Like,
yeah, it's the
we're
worst
happy
ever
to promote.
Made. Mike, what did you
this
want from
this movie?
This
was a way to get this Bergman guy on the air. He was great. Jeff Bergman, thanks so much for being a sport with us. All right, we're coming back with more. Harvey Fialkoff, Ivory can do a few of those voices, although not as well as Jeff. Don't encourage him. Whatever you do, Luby, do not encourage him to do his Bugs Bunny or his Daffy Duck or any of that stuff. Because he'll go into it and the whole segment will be destroyed. Harvey Fialkoff going to join us. Talk a little sports with Harvey. Of course, Brett Tesler, the agent of the Stars. NFL training camps open up a week from today. 29 of the 32 teams. There, we're going to camp. That was always a big thing, huh? That was Hank's favorite opening question during the preseason. Did you ever catch that? Our good friend Hank Goldberg during
a couple
his,
times.
Interviews.
Yes.
He would say, hey, how's camp?
It's great, Hank.
And it is like camp now, yeah. Okay. Dodgeball and then arts and crafts. This is Brian Flores, Mr. Tough Guy, a guy that would eat glass. He's having to order these guys to go out there and make little pottery dishes. Incredible, because they can't practice anymore. Well, what do people see when they go to those practices, Luby? We used to attend a bunch of those.
That's my favorite. Was like, I'll be at the same practice as other guys. Later in the day, I'll get home, and I'll look at Twitter, and I'll read it. I'm like, wow, that sounded interesting. I'm like, wait, I was there. None of this was interesting. None of it was as their tweet. Like, Perk and all these guys would live tweet, and I'm like, dude, I'm here watching what you're watching. It's not like that at all. Like, they're not doing anything. There's no contact. There's no coverage.
Nothing is happening. Yeah,
like, it's not football.
Two is like juggling two footballs while he's standing there talking to some guy that's got the water. No, crazy. I mean, nothing's happening in these training sessions. They don't do much anymore. Shula used to torture him, right? And I still remember the great Ed Newman, now a judge in Dade County. And it was interesting because I was invited once to Ed and had a little office there. Of course, he was an attorney before he became a judge. And he showed me his first contract, Luby. He said it was for $15,000 for the year. He was a first-round pick. Ed Newman, first-round pick, $15,000 his rookie contract. And he had to debate whether to go into pro football or just get a regular job because it paid more. So things have certainly changed since then. But he was absolutely tormented, tortured by the Don Shula 12-minute run, which was an early qualifier. It was like the first thing they did in training camp every year. Everybody had to endure the 12-minute run and get a certain number of laps in, or you had to, like, do it again. And people were ready to pass out. Would you not think? They need the altitude chamber, don't they? These football players, are they that lacking in stamina that 12 minutes of running would just absolutely knock them right on their rear end? A couple of guys just couldn't make it. You would assume it would be offensive linemen, though, right? They couldn't make it around the track a couple of times in 12 minutes. Anyway, that was the thing. And then they would go through like three a day, Marquis de Sade workouts. But not happening anymore. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz, the ALT Defoe Show. Brought to you by Altitude International on this fine Tuesday. We'll return in a moment with more. Now that.
The time.
What can we do for an encore there, man? Having Bugs Bunny and Yogi Bear on the show? What'd you say?
Not much.
It's 7:53. I'm going to Hialeah, Hialeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.